Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We get a lot of questions this time of year about farmland rental rates, and the Cass County ISU Extension Farmland Rental Rate Report just came out this past week. As you may have guessed, if you've been following farmland rental rates, they've been pushed significantly higher over the last several years due to favorable corn and soybean prices farmers are receiving over the last couple years. This trend did continue in 2012, with the average cash rental rate for Iowa corn and soybean land coming in right around $252 per acre, which is an increase of $38 per acre from last year, or about 18% increase. This is the largest one-year increase we've seen since the statewide survey was started in 1994, with the second largest increase being last year in 2011, with an increase of $30 per acre. Average rents across all nine crop reporting districts did go up quite significantly this year, with increases ranging from $57 per acre in north central Iowa to $16 per acre on average in south central Iowa. Cash rental rate information that is pulled together every year is done by a survey of farmers, landowners, lenders, real estate brokers, and professional farm managers who supply information based on their best judgment about typical or average rental rates for high, medium, and low quality cropland across their counties, as well as information about land devoted to production of oats, hay, and pasture. For this specific survey, no information about rents for individual farms was collected. It's more on an average base. The rental rate for 2012 Cass County, on average, is $248 per acre, with high-quality land averaging out at $308 an acre, medium-quality land averaging out at $249 an acre, and low-quality land averaging out at $168 per acre. For more information on the cash rental rate survey, go to the Extension website at www.extension.iastate.edu, or just look up Iowa State University Extension online, and then type Ag Decision Maker into the search field once you get there. Or you can just look up Ag Decision Maker on Google. If you get to Ag Decision Maker, you're looking for information in the left-hand column about whole farm and leasing information. Along with the cash rental survey, you will also find information on computing a cropland cash rental rate, computing a pasture rental rate, as well as many fill-in-the-blank forms that you can use for filling out a flexible lease, a standard lease, or a long-form lease. And you can use those and adjust them to your specific situation. One of the other questions that we get this time of year is in regards to moths. We're seeing quite a few fuzzy brown moths around Iowa right now, especially in the southwest Iowa area. There are literally hundreds of moth species that fit into the fuzzy brown moth category, and of course several of them are very prolific right now. There have been a number that have been sent to campus for diagnosis in the last couple weeks, primarily because homeowners do get very concerned when there are large amounts of moths around the home. You will be relieved to know that so far no serious crop pests have been among those submitted for diagnosis to the campus laboratory. Many of them submitted so far have been army cutworm moths and lucerne moths. These moths are a nuisance, but we do not recommend treating them for several reasons, primarily because they don't cause plant damage. Spraying insecticides on the plants is also not a cost-effective option for these moths, especially field application, because the adults are not feeding on the young corn or plants, so trying to spray the corn will not get them to ingest any insecticide. Also, many of these moth species that do not eat as adults will die in less than a week, so they will be a fairly short-term annoyance. In the meantime, try reducing the outdoor lighting near your homes at night, and make sure that your screens are in good repair, so if they do get up close to a well-lit window, they can't get in. At this point, we may have to wait and see to see if any of these species will lay eggs and reproduce with another swarm in mid to late summer. Something else that Cass County Extension has going on right now is we're trying to get your opinion as a local citizen on what is important to you to have happening in Cass County as Extension programming. We're asking local citizens to log on to our website, which would be the Extension website. Just look up Cass County ISU Extension online, and you should find us there. Right on our homepage, there's a survey, a quick little 10-question survey. Just click a few boxes and tell us what you think some of the programming priorities should be for Cass County Extension in the next year or so. Some local things that you think would benefit both you and the members of the community that you live in. We'd love to hear from you. It's a quick survey, and we're trying to get as many local folks to take the survey as possible so we can do the best job possible of meeting the needs of our local citizens. If you do not have internet access, you can give us a call at the Extension office or stop in, and we'd be more than happy to mail you a copy, or you can even fill one out right while you're standing in the Extension office. Again, just 10 quick questions, check the boxes, and you're done. All responses, of course, are completely anonymous. We'd just love to get as much feedback as possible from the community. If you have any questions regarding crop rental rates, regarding moths or other garden insects, or regarding anything about home, garden, food, nutrition, families, or beyond, don't hesitate to give us a call at the Extension office, 243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson with Extension.